Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I want to follow that last podcast that we did. So if you didn't listen to last week's, you absolutely should. Apparently, everybody loved it. It was an excerpt from the seven-figure practitioner mastermind, where it was honestly just me coaching and going on a rant and bringing my clients back to life. And so if you didn't listen to that, go listen to it. But also, I want to continue the conversation a little bit about this client journey, this patient journey, and attrition. What is it? What does it mean? How do you apply it to your business? So for any kind of business, despite whether you're a chiropractor or not, if you're a coach, you have monthly churn. There's clients falling out of your services. Inside of chiropractic offices or inside of brick and mortars, we call it attrition. What is the visit number that people are falling off and not coming back to your office? This is different than PVA. PVA takes into consideration all of your wellness patients that are coming in. Attrition is just your new people. Your new people are finding you. They're reaching out to you. They're coming in. How long are they staying? Once we find out that number, we can figure out a lot of other things. I sat down and recently did this again for my team, and the number was shocking and disheartening. It really gave us insight. Even though our metrics are growing, our OVA is growing, our PVA is growing, our collections are growing, everything's moving in the right direction. Our attrition rate is bad, which means we need to focus on retention, focus on this client journey. It will let you know, even if you have a high conversion to care accepted, if you present care plans, it doesn't mean people are lasting that entire care. Usually they accept and we're like, okay, the deal is done, right? The sell is sold and we are good. And that's not really how it works. People will accept care and then fall out too. If you don't go back into your stats and take that into consideration, then you're not going to be able to truly improve your retention. What you need to do is you need to have an Excel spreadsheet. We give all of our clients new spreadsheets every year that calculate OVA, PVA, CVA, and it allows you to calculate leads. It allows you to calculate new patients, your conversions to care, all that good stuff. We create these new every year for our clients. Next to the new patient tab, so if you don't have the spreadsheet and you have a regular spreadsheet, just do it on your own. Next to your new patient tab, you are going to want to make a list of all of your new patients in 2024. You're going to want to write the number of visits they were seen before they fell off next to their name. If you have team, definitely task them with this. It doesn't need to be something you're doing. I'm all about buying back your time and focusing on those high revenue producing tasks as CEO. If you don't have time or you don't have staff that you trust to do this, then do it yourself. But then you're going to take all of your new patients, and yes, it's going to be a lot. And yes, I understand this is tedious, but you cannot truly improve or scale if you don't know your numbers. After you find that, you're going to find the commonalities. For us, it was visit 11, which is shocking and embarrassing, even though our clinic continues to grow. And so we sat down at our office edit day and we said, okay, based on the fact that we know new patients, if there was a trend, tend to fall off around a visit 11, what can we do at visit 9 or 10 to get them bought back into the care that they said they wanted, get them bought back into the goals that they originally came in for, get them bought back into our mission and what chiropractic can really do for their life. Whatever service it is you're selling, we need to get them bought back into it. Then you'd want to find the second attrition rate. For us, it was like, listen, if people stay past visit 11, they're staying past visit 30. If we can get them to 31, then they likely will become a patient for years. This is really important. We set up other metrics within our client journeys. Now at visit 20, we send them a handwritten card and tell them how grateful we are to serve them. And so now all of a sudden, inside of this client journey, for their first 45 visits, we have a playbook for them. What we're going to do, if we're going to gift them, if we're going to acknowledge them something, if we're going to send them a handwritten card, if we're going to celebrate them inside of the office, whatever it is, it's now documented. Every single patient has this on their file. We know where they're at in that client journey so that we can celebrate. It also really, really helps all of your team be on fire and on purpose for those initial visits. That's what we chose to set up. That's what we chose to do. It's going to be different in your office based on your ideal client and what you want to do. But I really think diving into this number will help a lot of you who have been open for a long time or maybe serving higher volume be able to improve your retention. Because again, you've heard me say this time and time again, but it is much easier to keep patients than it is to get new ones. Calculating that attrition rate is super important. If you're a coach, calculating your churn, does somebody stay with you for 6 or 7 months before they fall off? How can we get them bought back in to your vision, into your services at month 5 so that they want to stay until month 12 and beyond? This truly can apply any business. You just have to know what your client journey is and then figure it out. I'm going to keep this short and sweet today because you need to actually do this exercise. You don't need me to tell you more stuff. You need to actually implement the stuff that you're listening on the podcast. Here's a reminder too. If you are looking to grow to 300K in annual revenue and you haven't done that yet, or you're on the cusp of that, you absolutely should join us for our free masterclass that we're hosting this week. I know that it could change the way that you think about your business if you attend this class and if you implement some of the things that we're ready to teach you. And also, we're doing something special for those of you that want to jump on the waitlist for 90 Day Sprint. It is our signature program and it only opens twice a year. If you miss the January deadline, you're not going to want to miss the June kickoff. But for those who are on our waitlist, we're doing something we've never done before and we're going to give you all the tea later this week. I think the email will hit your inbox. So I will drop both of those links in the show notes. You should be joining us at every free thing we do. You should be diving deeper into our program. You should apply what we talk about on the podcast and inside of our Facebook group if you want to build a business that truly serves you and the big goals that you have. I'll see you next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.